afternoon, welcome. And as with the other submitters, we've read the original submission, so you don't need to read that out to us again, but you're very welcome to highlight your key points of concern to us.
Okay, thank you. I'm Frank van Miltenburg. My wife Karen and I own and operate Opio Milk, a 230-hectare dairy farm in Opio in the Upper Aparema catchment. We milk 580 cows and employ two other New Zealand families. Our family has lived in the area for 24 years now, since coming down from the North Island in 1993. We have varying soil types, Glen Elg River flats rising to a terrace of Mosman soils, and some heavier Aparemas on our western boundary. We lie adjacent to the Aparema River along a stretch of about 2 kilometres of its banks. Our family has always had a focus on farming sustainably, both financially and environmentally. We believe we have been environmentally sustainable with our farming operations through lower than average stocking rates, minimal nitrogen usage. Our waterways have always been fenced off. We have always had effluent storage ponds to control effluent discharge and always followed best practice in our farm management. We farm this way to preserve our environment and resources for future generations. We love living in Southland. We love the Aparema River. Our house looks over it. Our children play in it. We hunt and fish along its banks. I'd like to focus on just a few points of my submission, echoing a lot of what's already been said by the catchment group, so I won't keep you. Physiographic zones, farm management plans, and new or expanded dairying. Physiographic zones. We support the use of physiographic zones for the classification of land types and their possible uses. However, in some cases, farms such as ours have varying classes of land within their boundaries, which do not always correspond with the designated physiographic zone map. Therefore, we would like to see provision to define more accurately the boundaries of these particular zones on individual farms. Farm management plans. As per Appendix N, we generally support the use of farm environment management plans. I hate being put in a box with bad farmers who paint us all in a bad light. If the use of farm management plans is a way that Environment Southland feels that they can better monitor the actions of all farmers, then I would support that. I believe in many cases, management plans could also replace the need for resource consents to be required in certain situations, such as for wintering cows, as previously said, where the management plan could be used as a tool to encourage the use of best practice. New or expanding dairy farming, Rule 22. This is one that concerns me greatly. With the use of farm environment management plans and best practice, we can farm in a way that is environmentally sustainable, and therefore this should be repeatable anywhere that the physiographic zones allow. I feel new or expanded dairy farms being a discretionary activity has the potential to restrict the further growth of our business and its ability to stay viable. Changing it to restricted discretionary or controlled activity would be a lot more reassuring. The use of the word strongly discouraged, it's frequently appearing in the plan, is a bit heavy-handed. This has not been recommended to be altered in the 42A report. I think it should be. The economic report I find quite weak. I do not see in the economic report any different reference to eroding values of non-dairy farming land or the long-term impact of no dairy farming growth in the wider Southland economy. Thank you.
No, thank you very much for that. Just in terms of that Rule 22 that you've mentioned, just in case you're not aware, the officers in their Section 42A report, which is the staff's recommendations to us based on their reading of the submissions, they've recommended deleting that Rule 22, but they haven't recommended to us yet what it should be replaced with. So they're keeping an open mind during the hearing on that. And so
it'll be interesting to see what the result of that is then.
Yeah, it will be. Let's see if we have any questions or clarification for you, Morris.
No, thank you. That was very good.
Thank you. No, I'm fine.
Yeah. What's the physiographic zones that your farm's like to
I think there's a Sorry, I didn't bring the maps with me if you've got them. So there's, I'm not entirely familiar with them from memory, but oxidising is it, and clay. Yeah, it's just, as was touched on before, paddock by paddock, it's not exactly specific, so there could be X amount of hectares that I could use for something that the graphic zone dictates I can't. So it's largely correct, but not entirely.
And that just support the use of the physiographic zone as the approach taken by the plan.
Yeah.
What's the river or stream that's going to be on the side there?
The big one is the Aparima River.
Thank you.
Yeah.
No, I'm happy with that.
And also, I'm happy too with the clarity of your submission to us. So, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.